This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, I have world a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just got this post. It says, we need stricter background checks for politicians running for public office. What a novel idea. Just think about that. We need stricter background checks for politicians running for a public office. I mean, instead of having all these background checks on the citizens that those representatives work for, how about we vet them first? Their purpose is to uphold the law, not to tear it down. Now, it was also interesting when I noted and took note of this post that just went up recently. Someone posted, I heard a joke about New Jersey politicians. It said when someone filled out papers to run for office, they should just arrest them right on the spot. Probably applies to most states now. And it's interesting, when I pondered that, I started to think to myself about what was going on with the Clintons and this investigation and this appointed prosecutor that Donald Trump said that he was going to appoint because the woman belongs in jail. Just food for thought. Thinking out loud, America. Do you remember this? Listen to this carefully, friends.
Fair and square, unlike the Bernie Sanders race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion. And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had in mind. Because Bernie Sanders, between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil. But when you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for and the thing that you should be apologizing for are the 33,000 emails that you deleted. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it, and we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak. The people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process.
Wow, that's interesting. And I know people have said that Donald Trump, he's not a political guy. He's not a politician. True that. I agree. There's no doubt in my mind. That is true. But folks, you do need to understand that political language is designed to make lies sound truthful, because oftentimes people will say whatever they need to say to get to the position that they want to be in. Can we all agree on that? Can we all agree on the fact that politicians and political people and those that want power more than money, friends, which brings power, by the way, can we all agree that they don't have a long history of telling the American people or any prospective country the truth? They're known for lying to the people over and over and over again. Now, I want to say this because we know that right after Donald Trump won the presidency, we know President-elect Donald Trump said what he said. I just played it for you. Now we're finding out, now that he's President-elect Donald Trump and he won the day, we now find out that Clinton will not be charged Trump aide. Says, I didn't say it, America. I want you to listen carefully. His aide did.
And breaking news this morning that Donald Trump's not going to be pursuing investigations against Hillary, and the administration's going to. Do you think he'll encourage Republicans on the Hill to stay away from that as well and focus more on their legislative agenda?
I think when the president-elect, who's also the head of your party now, Joe, tells you before he's even inaugurated he doesn't wish to pursue these charges, it sends a very strong message, tone and content, to the members. And I think Hillary Clinton still has to face the fact that a majority of Americans don't find her to be honest or trustworthy, but if Donald Trump can help her heal, then perhaps that's a good thing. I think he's thinking of many different things as he prepares to become the president of the United States, and things that sound like the campaign aren't among them.
Now, it's interesting, friends, for a guy who is not a politician, with all due respect to you, America, and to our laws, we know that he's not a politician. But I can tell you this, friends, he knows how to play the part, does he not? I mean, wasn't this one of the main reasons all of you Trumpites got behind Donald Trump? Is because he wanted to bring back the rule of law. Wasn't it one of the talking points across the United States of America that he was going to indict? It wasn't just Hillary Clinton, but it was also going to be Barack Hussein Obama. Once he won the presidency of the United States of America, he was going to bring back the rule of law and indict both of them and have them both charged for their crimes against we the people. Now, it's amazing to me as how the right, as you might call yourself, to those that are listening to me, if you call yourself to the right, and you say that you're one that would call yourself a member of the right, you are the reason that we have a left, because it's interesting to note how you people talk out of both sides of your mouth. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, violated the Constitution of the United States. He transgressed it. He gave the American people the finger 1,180 times. Now, for some reason or another, it was okay that the commander-in-chief, you were led to believe in your delusional state that he could go ahead and do that. But now, for some reason or another, now that Donald Trump has won, President-elect Donald Trump has won the White House, for some reason, it's not his job to actually bring forth what he promised that he would bring forth concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton. Now, it's interesting, again, noting the hypocrisy as to how the right, as you might call yourself, which you are not, the left is the fruit of your hypocrisies. It's of note that we should take that the good people in this country are the very reason that we're in trouble today, because these people love to strain, friends, at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel. So it's okay for the President of the United States of America to transgress the Constitution 1,180 times, but now Donald Trump, President-elect, can enforce the law? I mean, folks, we the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. I'm sorry to say, you need to read your founding documents, read Isaiah 59, because you're upside down on your head concerning this topic, friends. Hypocrisy.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, Sam, can you do me a favor? Hey, I want you to play that first audio again just for a moment, because these people are so busy trying to defend themselves. They're not defending Donald Trump. They're attempting to defend themselves because they voted for him. Apparently, they didn't go ahead and judge him by his fruit. And the bottom line here, friends, is I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, again, this is the very definition of insanity, friends. The people get caught up with the same old political cycle. They're played by the establishment in which they complain about. They go ahead and vote for the two options given unto them. Again, friends, let me remind you, like I had to remind some individuals today that aren't doing their due diligence because they're too busy watching CNBC or MSNBC or CBS or ABC or CNN to do their own due diligence. They're taking it for face value. They're being fed by the very ones that are lying to them on a continuous basis. But if people would simply pull the curtain back, they'd understand exactly what they're going to get here. I just played some audio for you during the first segment where an aide came forward and said, well, he's not interested in actually bringing forth any indictments or investigations or a special prosecutor concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton. Donald wants to help her heal. We're talking about a woman that has committed the act of treason against we the people, like that of her husband and like that of Barack Hussein Obama and like that of the regime, the Bush regime. And he wants to help her heal, America. Wait a second. What did you say, Donald? I forgot. Say it again, please.
Square, unlike the Bernie Sanders race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion. And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had in mind. Because Bernie Sanders, between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil. But when you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for and the thing that you should be apologizing for are the 33,000 emails that you deleted. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it. But if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak. The people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process.
Now, it's interesting because I posted this morning, and you want to hit the heart, friends, go to their No King But King Trump. And I'm telling you what, friends, again, keep in mind, these are the type of people that are responsible for crucifying the Christ. These are the people that will go ahead and turn a blind eye to who they admire, but when the left, as they call it, does it, I'll tell you what, oh, you know what, they can all go to H-E double hockey sticks. Oh, look at those people, don't they understand? Understand the rule of law. Oh, look at those people. Can you believe the things that they get away with? As if to suggest that the right's not responsible for what they call the left. I mean, this is just absolute ridiculousness, friends. I got one quote. I said, I'm humored by every one of you. You strain at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel. Again, Obama transgresses the Constitution over 1,180 times, and you complain about what he does illegally. Then when it comes time to keep your word to enforce the law, somehow that doesn't just apply. You have the audacity to call out the left for their hypocrisies when, in fact, the left is the fruit, again, of the right. That's a fact. Now, again, friends, going back to Donald Trump, after he won, President-elect Donald Trump, after he won, the very first thing he told all those people that voted him into the position as to which he is in today, the first thing he told you, America, is we have an obligation. We are indebted to Hillary Clinton for her service to our country, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, for her destruction to our country. We are to turn and thank her. And then 2 days later, Donald Trump goes into the People's White House. And what's the first thing he says to the reporter when asked? Oh, he's a good, good man. Yeah, he'll seek the advice of Barack Hussein Obama concerning Donald Trump's presidency and his incumbency concerning his administration. And this doesn't bend anybody out of shape, friends? I mean, this is why, America, you're in trouble. Justice guards our liberty. I even had one lady respond, who are we to judge? I said, if you don't start judging, you're going to lose the freedoms that you have left. America, it's time to wake up and judge. Remember, on the back of the Supreme Court building, it has Moses with the two tablets in his hand, the moral law of God. You know, common law in the United States of America, like thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie. You know those? And then the first tablet is, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to search your sins, friends, or thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name, or remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And what hinges on both? Number five, honor your father and your mother. Remember that? You know what it says right under him, right? Justice is the guardian of liberty. America, it's time for you to move and act now so you don't end up with what you just got rid of. That's what I'm trying to tell you, because prevention is better than cure. You know, just the other day, We were talking to a woman that is on a national level that does homeschooling, and she had shared with my wife that this administration up and coming is not friendly with homeschoolers. Wait a second. These were his talking points on the campaign trail, friends. Well, Bradley, come on. We just got to give him a little time to breathe. Wait a second. Four strikes, friends. There's three strikes in a game. You know, those that you watch every day of your life? You know, it's interesting that it's three strikes and you're out, not four. You should be very concerned as to what's going on with this administration already, America. If you're on the side of the Lord, let me ask you a question. Because first and foremost, I am a preacher in Jesus' name. Like that of Elijah on Mount Carmel, isn't it interesting in 1 Kings 18, you know what he said? He said to all the good people that were following the false prophets, he said to them and wicked King Ahab and wicked Jezebel, how long will you falter between two opinions? Keep in mind, Jezebel and King Ahab sent out their military to find Elijah to kill him, to take him out, and 7,000 other prophets that weren't willing to bow the knee. God hid them. But isn't it interesting, friends, that I would propose the question even now to all of you, America, how long will you falter between two opinions? And until you begin to enforce God's law to establish judgment within the gate, Amos 5, absolutely nothing is going to change. You're going to get the same results cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle, America. And I'll tell you what, we're already on the same road. Let me just take you back. And I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Barack Hussein Obama, but in some instances I am. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama, his whole campaign, after 144 days of mysteriously sitting in Senate in Chicago, Illinois, he became the president of the United States of America. What did he run on? He ran on change. What was he alluding to, America? He was alluding that he wanted to get back to our founding documents. Then we find out, because everybody took him for face value, though nobody could confirm who he is or where he was from, except his wife when she said he was from Kenya. She said it. It's interesting to note that when he becomes the president of the United States of America, president-elect, 5 minutes before he won, he said that he was going to fundamentally transform America. 5 minutes before he won the election. The definition of insanity is, America, you're being played by the same establishment in which you complain over and over again. And let me remind you, because it's important, and I want to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you, because they're all pushing the same direction. Hey, folks, study history just a little bit, because when everybody's going the same direction, it's a good idea to stop and look the other way. You've got too many people across the boards going the same direction, saying peace and safety. And then what does the Bible say? And then sudden destruction. Now, I'm just telling you what Scripture says. Hey, folks, you better get a hold of what's going on right now and hold this individual and his administration's feet to the fire, rather than taking them as for who they say they are, rather than who they really are. And you might want to look at who they hang out with, friends, because what I'm seeing right now, it isn't good. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You can also jump over on the phone if you'd like to over the next half hour. We're going to be pulling up David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to grab your attention for a moment, lead you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and here's another one of those friends. It's interesting how we've been shouting this from the rooftops, blowing the trumpet, and people are beginning, because they have to, namely the conservatives and professed Christians of the day, because they have to call it out for what it is. But it's interesting that sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, senior editor, just posted, former congressman calls out fake news journalists. journalist. They lied to us in multiple bogus wars. Of course, if we go back to Carol Doinitz, we would learn from history that it was the politicians that brought Adolf Hitler to power to create the wars. It was the propagandist, Mr. Goebbels, friends, who continuously lied to the people to get them to the position where they were at. And I don't know why, but in this country, truth is stranger than fiction. It really is. Without further ado, friends, let's pull up David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. How are you, my friend?
How you doing today, Bradley?
I'm just on fire. I'm just paying attention to what's going on in our country once again, my friend. And in the process, I am just blown away at how people are so willing to close their eyes to the truths that confront them, but they're willing to overlook them when it comes to them. And they're playing both sides of the fence. So without saying as to what I've been talking about during the first and the second segment, I'm literally blown away. I just cannot believe that the American people tolerate the lesser of two evils, which is becoming not a lesser.
Well, you're always on fire because you're always getting the truth out there and calling the lie, and this is why in a recent Gallup poll that I read that 77% of the country is not happy with it, what's been going on, and we're divided. In other words, 77% of the people out there, Bradley, believe they're not being told the truth, and this is why we have this division. They don't know what to believe anymore, and I'm thankful for people like yourself with your program that allows your words to get out there and also my words to share with people how to get properly protected financially, because the truth is not out there always.
Well, amen. You know what? And speaking of which, because the first segment and the second segment, I've been exposing what's going on concerning the president-elect. You know, it's interesting because I do want to bring correlation about what I want to ask you here. I just watched 60 Minutes with Donald Trump, and his family, his sons, and his daughters were admirable. I liked the way that they honored their dad, and they wanted to please their dad. And I even liked the way that Donald Trump said that he wanted to, you know, and he did respect the office of the presidency of the United States of America, and it seemed to be a more sober of an attitude. But what I have a problem with is when I see him or see them say one thing and then I pay attention to the fruit where I really see what they're doing more so than what they're saying, that's where I have an issue. But I was impressed with the interview in which I seen. Now that brings me over to you, David. Now that Donald Trump is the president-elect, what has been happening in the markets?
Well, I think we have three different Donald Trumps. We have the candidate Donald Trump. We have the president-elect that we're seeing now, which is different from the candidate of Donald Trump.
That's right.
Who knows what the president-elect or the president Donald Trump will be once he enters office in January. So that's still yet to be seen. But the markets didn't like Donald Trump, the candidate, when he was... when it was obvious they won, the markets went down substantially. In fact, the circuit breakers kicked in and shut down the market the night of before he gave his acceptance speech. And when he gave his acceptance speech, he accepted this very presidentially. And then the markets reacted and started going up and have been moving up pretty much every day since. So the markets like this president-elect Donald Trump. The markets didn't like the candidacy of Donald because he's a loose cannon and he says things that are not very good for the marketplace. So much that the market got shut down for the long first time or second time since 1997 when we had an Asian currency crisis. So that tells us that the market really does not like the candidate Donald Trump. So who's going to be the new Donald Trump in office? That's still yet to be seen. And many people feel that Donald Trump, just as being the president-elect Donald Trump, is just being very presidential until he gets in office, and then the real person of Donald will come back, which is the candidacy of Donald, unfortunately.
Well, speaking of the markets, then, will this continue, and what is President-elect Trump's idea for dealing with our national debt concerning the markets and the national debt?
Well, the markets in paper have gone up, obviously, and very well. They're at all-time highs, and they're saying that Donald Trump's going to inherit this market under his candidacy that's 32 months past a time of correction. When Bush entered the entered as president, he entered it with a market correction. When Obama entered into presidency, the market corrected. We've gone 8 years past that of a market correction, and typically the market corrects every 7 or 8 years. 2000 was a dot-com correction. 2008 was the second depression, a recession, and we're overdue for one right now, and the market is at all-time high. So more than likely, the market is set for a certain amount of correction here. And it's going to come when Donald Trump, the president-elect, becomes Donald Trump the candidacy, if, in my opinion, if he can't remain presidential. Because he's saying crazy things about our debt. Our debt is going to be close to $20 trillion. Obama entered into the office at $10 trillion, thereabouts. He's doubled the debt. And I don't know if you heard of Trump's plan to take care of the debt, but he had two ideas. He wants to pay down the $20 trillion debt in 8 years. It's a feat that's impossible mathematically. But here's what he wants to do. He wants to sell U.S. assets, in other words, government buildings, our country's land. He wants to raise around $16 trillion by doing so. Can you imagine them selling, or, you know, one of our major government buildings or a whole bunch of, because that's a lot of money, $16 trillion of assets being sold by our country to another country or corporation. That is just unheard of. That's one of his ideas. The other idea is outlandish, and he talked about going bankrupt when he was the candidacy in one of his debates or speeches. Mm-hmm. Actually alluded, saying we just could negotiate the debt. That's a bankruptcy. And he's, you know, filed personal bankruptcy. He's entitled to do that. And I'm not throwing stones at it. I want to make this clear. He got my vote. I'm for him. I pray for him. But there, 2 and 3 equals 5 at the end of the day, where they put the 2 on top or 3 on top. You can't go on a spending spree like he wants to and build up the military that Obama has undone and build up infrastructure, bridges and highways, and put people back to work and spend all this money and not add it to the national debt.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a debt increase substantially.
Okay, so what you're saying is there's still a crisis on the horizon. And if that's the case, then, David, what are Christians to do in the process?
Well, they never really fixed, you know, as I've said on your program before, they never fixed the system in 2008. All we did was print a lot of money and bail out banks. But banks never were held accountable by all this leverage money out there. There is, to put into perspective, Lehman Brothers brought down the system in 2008. They were doing a leverage money of around $24 trillion. J.P. Morgan's $70 trillion. And Deutsche Bank, who's in trouble right now, the largest bank in Europe, is doing about the same amount. Some say $58 trillion, some say $70 trillion, $72 trillion. The number's big, whatever it is. So the banks are leveraging more money today than they did prior to 2008. And they're supposed to be not doing this, because of the law that was passed called the Dodd-Frank Act. So what's happening and going to happen is if the banking industry doesn't get their hands slapped and in their house of order, we're going to have another financial calamity, and Christians should diversify and buy gold as a result of that.
And the way to do that, friends, is call David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. His phone number is 1-877-448-2646. 1-877-448-2646. Again, David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. David, I want to go back to something that you had said just a couple moments ago. Why is it that we understand that when the truth is MIA from a situation, that creates the war? If missing truths create the war, then telling the truth must create peace. I don't know why, but for some reason or another, I go all the way back to the Christ, the crucified one, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. It's interesting that he was willing to tell the world the truth that they might have peace, and he said just that before he went to Calvary. Why is it? Because you said something key. You said, I am for what's going on with Donald Trump concerning
him doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Why is it that when you correct people of their errors, they think that you're trying to take them down rather than to build them up? Because I'll be the first guy, just like you said, David, I'll be the first guy to stand behind good governments all the way through if they do that which is lawful and right before God. And if they do the wrong thing, I'll be the first person to stand against them to correct them. That is love on both sides of that sword. And I want to take this back because I wanted to make that point. But David, what are you seeing concerning the likes of Donald Trump and the markets? Because I think it's really important people get your perspective, because after all, this is what you do. I'm going to take a quick break, David. I'm going to propose that question right when we get back on the other side, folks. I have David Fisher here from LandmarkGold.com. The number is 1-877-448-2646. 1-877-448-2646. Again, David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and I want to hear your response, David.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, talking to David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. David, do you remember what I asked you during the last segment? Because I fear that if you ask me to repeat the question, I'm not going to be able to do that.
No, I'm with you. So here's what's going on. I'm paying attention to you, Bradley. So Will Donald Trump do the right thing and follow through with his promises that he campaigned on? I think that's really the key. And will he tell the truth?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is still yet to be determined. But so far, he said he was going to repeal Obamacare, which we need repealed, okay? Now he's, since he met with President Obama, there's nothing in the speeches he's giving him saying that anymore.
Yep.
So has he changed his tune? I don't know, but it sounds like he's going backwards on what he campaigned, and that was one of the biggest components of what he said. He said he's going to build a wall. Since he met with President Obama, there's been nothing about building a physical wall. So he's starting to go backtrack on some of the things he said. This is concerning. This is politics. This is not what leaders do. This is my concern about Donald Trump. This is the wild card that we don't know who the new president will be. The markets are saying, oh, he's going to do everything right. That is still yet an outcome that has not been solidified. In reference to war, we were talking about war for a little bit in your question. War is good for the stock market. I hope we don't go to war. President-elect Trump wants to beef up our military. He wants to become a very powerful country military-wise, and there are benefits to that. I hope he doesn't say something irrational that causes some sort of misunderstanding between our country and other world leaders that could lead into a war. Or even doing what he wants to do with ISIS, which I believe we need to protect our borders and need to protect our soldiers and protect our police officers and do all those things that he campaigned for. But the implementation is a wild card still. So, you know, he has some good ideas, and he's a lot like Reagan, and my dad served with Reagan. But the fact, you know, even Reagan, when he inherited the office of presidency, the debt was $550 billion, not even a trillion, a half a trillion dollars. When Reagan left office, it was $2.8 trillion. That's because Reagan slashed taxes from 70% down to 28% and created a spending machine on the government. This is what Trump wants to do. So if he's not going to slash taxes from 70% down to 28, he's going to slash it only from 40 to 33. So it's not enough on the individual rate margin, and on the corporate margin, he wants to do it from 35 to 15. It's not enough. And this is why we're going to have a lot of spending. Like I said, 2 plus 3 equals 5. You spend like crazy, it has to go on the national debt. And when the debt goes up, gold is going to go up. It creates a financial calamity. And he said that the stock market is in a bubble when he was running for office. So he believes he's going to inherit a bubble here. He said that the Fed, he's going to revamp the Fed, and yet he hasn't said anything about that. And yet Yellen has, Janet Yellen, the head of the Fed, has said, I've been confirmed by the Senate in a four-year term. She said this in November, right after Trump got elected, which ends at the end of January 2018. So there's a lot of things that Donald said as a candidate that he's not, as a pre-elect president, not following through, and that is my concern. It's going to create uncertainty. It's going to create unhappy people again, because they're going to say, I voted for him. He's doing the same thing that other presidents did. They say one thing, promises, they get in office, and everything doesn't follow through.
Exactly. And again, that's the definition of insanity from A to Z. It really is. Folks, we're talking to David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. If you'd like to give him a call, please do. 1-877-448-2646. 1-877-448-2646. Again, speaking with David Fisher from Landmark Gold. We have a coin giveaway, the Morgan Dollar. And by the way, you sent one to my son, Sam, and he's got it framed, David. I just wanted to share that with you first and foremost. We talked previously about a Morgan Dollar giveaway. So you want to kind of go ahead and explain that one out as to what the details are concerning the Morgan Dollar. Because, friends, again, we have this at home. David sent one to my son. Second to none. Love it. Cool stuff, David. It really is.
How many minutes do we have, Brad? I want to make sure I talk about this properly.
You have about 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm not going to take all five on this. I want to explain this coin, and then we're going to let them call in. I also want to explain why this coin, because that's the parity of this. Our country is divided like never before, and I've ever seen. And I think I'm older than you. I'm 55, Bradley, so I got a few years on you. But it is our country. I'm not the old man yet, though. But our country is definitely divided like never before. And we don't have a working Congress. It's divided. We've seen that the last 8 years. Obviously, the election was massively divided, and there's still a lot of different opinions, and people are rioting even after President-elect Trump has been issued as president-elect. So our country needs to heal the land. Unfortunately, under the Obama administration, he passed a lot of laws that need to be undone, and President-elect Trump is not even assessing those laws. And I'm referring to the Dodd-Frank Act, where they want to seize our money, because our money legally is no longer ours, and they want to seize our 401ks and IRAs. Now, some of your listeners have already taken my advice and got themselves properly protected from a stock market correction and also inflation coming and a seizure of assets. They've rolled over their 401k, rolled over their IRA, and or bought metals outside of their retirement by using money in the bank. So that if they do this thing, and I have a report on it, they can call my company and get this report, that they can't access your 401k. You can roll over your IRA, your 401k, and take physical possession of your money without a tax liability. So for those who have been hearing this today, either for the first time or hearing this on your program in the past, and they have a 401k, an IRA, or money in the bank, and they're concerned about the direction of our country, and they want to protect their money from either from inflation, because they're going to have to inflate our way out of this problem, raise interest rates. They already said they're going to do this. Or they want to protect it from seizure of assets. For those who are qualified like that, I have a free Morgan dollar to give them. I'm holding one in my hand, just like I gave your son Sam. It was minted from 1878 to 1921. Prior to this, we had the Civil War, and they took the terminology "In God We Trust" off our currency. This coin, they put it back on there. And it is on the back of the coin, above the eagle, representing that God needs to be over our country. On the front of the coin, there's a wheat tear in the Lady Liberty's crown and a tear of cotton, which are the two primary agricultural products from the North and from the South, to bring America, divided the North and South, bring America back together, one nation under God. And the people that write books about why this coin was designed, the historians say, actually, the terminology "In God We Trust," where it's placed over the head of the eagle, says, we want to bring the presence of God back to America. So for the next 21 callers, because this was stopped in 1921, the coin, it's a beautiful coin, it's brilliant, uncirculated, we're going to give away, for those who are concerned about the money, for the next 21 callers.
That number is... Okay,
can
we shoot that out for
you
again real quick.
Bradley?
Yeah, I'll do that real quick. 1-877-448-2646. 1-877-448-2646. By the way, there's also two papers hot off the press, friends. The coming bail-in and your IA having physical metals and taking possession with no tax liability. Again, call David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. Again, that number is 1-877-448-2646. 1-877-448-2646. David, we have about 1 minute left. I will give it over to you, my friend.
Scripture says a portion to seven, a portion to eight, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know one thing. We can't continue creating all this debt. It's going to come back to haunt us. Now they're talking about either causing massive inflation and or a bail-in. Either way, if they do that, you're protected in precious metals. So we have a saying here, if you take care of your money now, then down the road, your money will be there to take care of you. Let's all be good stewards of our money. Let's diversify.
Amen. I appreciate you, David, very much. Friends, again, have David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. Give him a phone call. The first 21 phone callers will get that Morgan dollar. That number is 1-877-448-2646. Again, 1-877-448-2646.
646. Again, ask for David, David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com, David Fisher from LandmarkGold.com. Folks, we're going to be talking to you in about 23 hours. And again, thank you for your time, David. We greatly appreciate it. Friends, we're going to be talking to you again in 23 hours from this point. And if you'd like to check us out online, again, please go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have contributors from all over the country that are adding to the list of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com on a 24/7 basis. We're keeping you aware of what the facts are rather than opinions. And keep in mind, friends, we're ruled by law in which God gave, not by opinion. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.